It says on the top of the Daf Beis, the Rabbanan we mashki Yisrael, in the Mutal Yisrael, therefore you don't need a pasuk to tell me they can't be makiv gira nasha because it's pasuk that it's also because it's not mashki Yisrael. Anything that's not Mutal Yisrael is also like avaya. And Rabbi says, no, mida dehavi achelav adam. You find bechelav and dam that even though it's not mashki Yisrael, you're makiv it. So you see that that's not necessarily true all the time. So maybe who adim gira nasha, and Rashi's masber that even though chelav adam is also to eat, still, it's mutal gavaya because min hamutal Yisrael is only going on the mutal treifa. But when it's min habasar, then it's karev kule because it's part of the whole basar, the behema. And the rabbanon say no, mitzvasim b'kach shani over there. It's definitely chelav v'dam because it's mitzvasim b'kach. Rashi says chelav v'dam is ikra carbon, and that's why you can be makabit even though it's not mashki Yisrael. Meshen kamei gira nasha, but it's not the ikra carbon. That's why it wouldn't apply, and therefore you could be reminded from mashki Yisrael. So that's divrei hagemara is l'chara. A kasha on something the Ramban writes, Ramban al-Atara, which is really the Pashas of the Mashmais of Sukkim. The Ramban writes in Vayikra Perek Yizayin, Pasuk Aleph, that Sukkim Yud Aleph and Yud Gimel. The Ramban says that the reason why the Tara Aser Chelim Adam is because you're makibin on the Mizbech. Right, the lashon of the pasuk is ki nefesh habasa b'dam hiva ani nasat b'cham mizbech l'chapa nafshesechem ki adam hu b'nefesh l'chapa. So that's even the Pashas Lashon Hapsukim by Dam, he brings it earlier, by Chelev, that the Torah is saying, why can you not eat Dam and Chelev? Because this is what you're makam in the Mizbeach, and it's Roi Lagavaya, something which is Roi Lagavaya, it's not Roi for you to eat, and therefore you can't eat Chelev and Dam. So it comes out in the Ramban that the whole reason why the Torah asked Chelev and Dam lehediyot is Gufa because it said that you're makam in the Gavaya. So you can't ask it should be asul gavaya because of mashki Yisrael because it's asul hadiyat. That's circular logic. It's the other way around. First the Torah says, I want you to be makiv dam and chelev l'gavaya, but now they're makiv l'gavaya, so it's something which is miruch l'gavaya, so it's not really for a hadiyat to eat, and therefore we're not allowed to eat it. So you can't now go around and say, well, let's asul l'gavaya because asul hadiyat. The whole asul hadiyat is nevea from the asul l'gavaya. So it doesn't make sense to bring in the tam of mashki Yisrael over here. So when the Gemara says, midir habi chelev adam, we see there's not a problem mashki Yisrael, who adem b'gin anasha. It's bechal not a writing. I should say chelav adam is different because it's only asul hadiyat because of asul gavaya. So that is not shaykh to the whole sugya of mashki Yisrael. So lechayr it's tamu and the Ramban from this gemara. The gemara is pretty clear that the isur of chelav adam lehadiyat legavaya. Sorry, the isur lehadiyat cannot be totally on the isur legavaya. He could be machik. Maybe the Ramban understood that that's good for the teretz of the gemara lefi the Rabbanim. And the gemara says Rabbanim mitzvasim mikach shani. Maybe the Gemara is saying, go for that. The Gemara is saying, can't be gerav chelav adam, because over there, that's go for the mitzvah, and maybe that's why it's asul lehadiyat, not the other way around. It's not the pashas lashon in the Gemara. It's not how Rashi learns. Rashi learns mitzvah mekach chelav adam hu ikra carbon, meaning that's the thing to be makar, but it's not saying this vart that that's the tam Yisrael, else it's much more than mitzvah mekach. It's b'chlal, the whole sivas eris is because it's mutal gavaya, because it's supposed to be makar gavaya. But maybe the Ramban would learn that that's go for the pshat in mitzvah mekach, the feeder Rabbanon.